When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP on the Audacy app.
AUDACY.
Thank you. What's today's?
We have Michelle today, and she's dealing with a stay-at-home husband.
Oh.
Sounds awesome.
She might be having second thoughts.
Sounds less awesome.
Michelle?
Yay.
What's going on? Is this your husband we're talking about?
It's my husband who, he lost his job a few months ago, and so I actually suggested that he be a stay-at-home dad. That was my idea.
Okay.
And he's been doing a really good job at it. But now that it's summer, he's been at the pool at the rec center all the time, and he's just gotten really friendly with all the other moms because everybody's got a lot of time together.
I see where this is going.
Yeah. And I don't think he's having an affair, but there's this one mom who's recently divorced, and she's kind of needy.
Needy?
I mean, like, you know, emotionally needy, and also just like, I don't know what to do about my faucet leaking and my toilet running. Like, she's asking him.
And then he goes over and she's wearing lingerie.
Okay, see, you got mad at me, and like, now all of a sudden.
No, I was reading your mind.
Okay.
Hopefully not the lingerie thing. Although, you know, they're spending a lot of time at the pool, and she's not the only mom that's in a bikini all day around him.
Oh, wow. But like, he doesn't just, he's a stay-at-home dad. He's not a stay-at-home husband. He's not going to the pool hanging out with women. He's going to the pool
with
your children, correct?
That's absolutely right. Yes. I trust him, but it is making me feel uncomfortable that particularly this one woman who's just texting all the time, like, it's happening
texting?
When we're at
like,
home at night.
Okay.
Texting at night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's too far.
I'm out on her.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be watching TV and he's totally distracted because she's, you know, needing to talk through a date she went through or, you know, just get his
this
advice.
This girl needs
something.
A life.
Okay, but can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
If we were dating, I know this is difficult, Erica.
Yeah.
Just try to get through it.
Okay.
Get the puke bucket.
And it's like, boop. Oh, it's Josh.
Who's Josh?
My buddy from across the street.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
On your phone?
Yeah.
No.
Why is that not a problem?
Because the odds are you're not thinking about sleeping with him.
Right. And maybe he's not thinking about sleeping with her. You just care because their parts line up in ways, but like that doesn't mean he's doing anything. He can be friends with a female.
Okay, well then my question is, are you friends with this girl, Michelle? Are you friends with the woman from the pool?
Well, our kids are really good friends, so I know her, but I wouldn't say that we're friendly. I mean, there's never been, you know, anything bad between us. It's definitely like seeing each other during pickups, being friendly and chatty and that sort of thing. Mm. But the vibe I'm getting, I don't know. My spidey sense is tingling, y'all.
Well, your husband has just passed you. He spent so much more time with her, it sounds like. Like,
yeah.
If you were at the pool with him every day.
You'd be friends.
Probably.
Or
forced
this newly
friends.
Divorced woman would find other friends.
Is she divorced? You said she's divorced?
Didn't she?
Yeah, and it's pretty fresh. So she's got this flirty
I glossed
energy
over that
with
part.
Him.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad. I feel like we're judging a newly divorced woman.
Yeah.
I know,
and I know, take it back.
I don't want to be like that either, but you know what? He doesn't have a friend, Josh, or whatever you said, across the street. You know, it's like, it's this woman.
All right, so 303-222-5423. Call or text. He has infiltrated, like, when I would take my kids to the community pool, there's like mommy cliques. And like right. they don't.
Well, then where are the daddy cliques?
Because there just is less men staying at home.
Sure. There's so gotta be like one.
But I
or
will
the
say
dads
this.
Are doing cannonballs and like just yeah. in the pool or if, messing
yeah,
around.
If I were taking
rules.
A day off and go to the pool, they didn't let me in. You know this hack.
I do.
Like dropping
yeah.
your kids off.
I was one of the
all the mommies are just like standing there with their little Stanley cup mm-hmm. and hi, Joan. Hi. And then you stand there and no one will talk to you.
Yeah, and I'd try to infiltrate a few times, try to just make parent talk and
nope.
shut down. I mean, I look a certain way. I look
yep.
homeless, so I guess so they were kind of like...
No, but so I guess what I'm saying is I think it's great that they let him in the group.
You think this is a good thing?
I think it's... Can I... I think it's great
you
that they
let...
You
took a long pause.
I think it's great that they let him into the group. Because it's good for your kids. Because now your kids... Mm. Like,
yeah. Well, and yeah, because now he's going to want to go to the pool. If he's like, every time it's awkward and they give me weird looks. And
yes.
Kids, we're not going to the pool today.
I'm tired of everyone ostracizing me. So it's like, he's now got this friend group. I don't know what to do about this girl, but I find it fascinating. Like, I can get a text from anybody as long as I.
Also, if we were dating, which again, get the puke bucket, I wouldn't want, like, anytime. One of the two people in a relationship is sitting there texting all night. It is annoying. I apologize all the time. I'm always on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't.
So it's annoying even if it was a guy. Michelle's like, ding dong, I've been at work all day. Hello. Can we hang out? Maybe that's not how Michelle acts, but.
He's technically not doing anything wrong, you know, but.
Or is he?
Or is he? Well, I don't know, but his. The vibes that I get from her are definitely flirty vibes. And I just, I'm like, am I the jerk, but am I overreacting? But or can I like ask him to put some sort of like guardrails around this?
Yes.
Or some rules.
Boundaries
you know?
Are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries. Right.
Yeah. I would have okay. put boundaries down a long time ago.
I have a couple things. Like I'm going to say this. I had forced friendships, like who my kids are friends with.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like my boundaries had to come down with those parents. Even though I wanted boundaries, like I had to spend a bunch of time with people that I was like,
texting?
If I liked them more, then maybe. Here's where I'm screwed up, like with Michelle. I am a huge believer that womankind has spidey sense. And if your tinglies are going off, I don't like that. I don't. But I don't think... Yeah. Your kids are in the crossfire of whatever you do right now. Like if you go put some distance between you and this girl, your kids will suffer.
Or is the spidey sense going off because this is a newer thing? Like you said, your husband lost his job just a few months ago. So now are you just getting used to him being, is this just a growing pain, you know, and then now you're used to him chilling at the pool.
My worry is there's a lot of new things with the husband and with the other woman, newly divorced, newly lost his job. Are they connecting and kind of starting an emotional thing to get through it together?
Aaron has me stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I don't know the answer because I just don't. Well, I mean, there's smarter people than us listening, obviously. Yeah. So, like,
yeah, I'd love to get some help on this one. Okay. I can't tell. I mean, maybe I am overreacting. Maybe it is that it's all new. My gut says that's not it.
Just one last question before we start talking to people. In the mommy groups in my neighborhood, they like after the pool, like meet at somebody's house and have rosé or like
100%. That's 100%.
So they're like having cocktails together. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they hang out in somebody's backyard, and as the kids are napping or you know playing together.
Oh, God. And you're hard at work making the money so he can stay at home.
Have rosé with
rosé with ladies. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Hang on, Michelle. You guys, obviously, it's not comfortable, but I don't know how to.
She needs to talk to him.
Yeah.
There's a way to go. You still go to the pool 3 times a week.
But you can't go get rosé with them?
No, you can't go get rosé with them.
You tell Highlands Ranch, step up right now. If your husband told you no rosé with the ladies, what would you say?
Well, it doesn't
We're
go the other way.
We're not saying that, yeah.
I'm just, so the ladies are allowed to rosé, but he's not allowed to join.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you said while Michelle is hard at work, what about those other women? They're married. Were their husbands also hard at work?
Yeah.
But
everyone's
okay.
hard at work, and so are the moms and the stay-at-home dads until the rosé comes out. Okay. And I don't like, feel like they're so hard at work.
So no Xanax either. They can't have Xanax or rosé.
I never said anything about Xanax.
Then why the hell do I have kids?
All right. Michelle needs help with a mom, dad, stay-at-home dad who's basically just got a real friendly female friend. And mm-hmm.
I don't
great
like it.
Comeback. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Michelle. Her husband has joined the mommy group in the neighborhood.
Well, not like mommy and me.
It's like all the moms who take their kids to the pool or have school drop off or whatever, because he lost his job. And so now he's just got all this free time. And she's happy that he's found the click, but there's this one divorced mom that he's like
getting a little too close to.
Way
says
too close.
You guys, but you got Aaron literally off air goes, I don't trust men. I don't trust women either. Yeah. And I was like, okay. Well,
it's crazy because I don't think she talks like that. But
she did at that moment though, and you know that you did. You were like, you know what? I don't trust men.
I said, you know what sucks? I don't trust men. I also don't trust women.
Then you just don't trust. Like, yeah, you kind of did. Okay, Eric, I know we have a text, and I need you to read it in Aaron's voice.
Okay. Went through the same thing. They are now married.
Oh, the dude is married to...
Went through the same thing, period. They are now married, period. So
went through the same thing and nothing happened.
Can't trust anyone.
No, but like, I'm sure there's somebody listening. Went through the same thing and turned out it was nothing. Like,
okay, well, if that person wants to text in, went through the same thing, don't worry. She's just a close friend now. I don't trust it.
But also, what's the alternative? They've accepted him. He's there with the kids. This is good for the kids that they're... are able to go to the pool and spend time and not be ostracized. Like, that's the weird
but
family
with
the
dad.
I
didn't get to ask you the spidey sense of her. Does that give you pause? Because when a woman goes, I think something's going on, it's so weird how they can just sniff it out. You could have the ironclad plan to cheat, and somehow they're like...
There's a shift.
You guys feel the disturbance in the force.
No, it's literally like the air outside feels a little different. We're
God.
Like,
huh. Happened.
There's a lot of text saying, trust your instinct.
Mm-hmm.
MJ, what do you think should happen?
Hey, let my man Rosé.
Hey, are you
okay? Wait. I need you to say that whole thing again because we were having a phone issue. What did you just say?
When she's away, that man should be getting his Rosé. Don't hate on him.
Okay.
I'd be more upset about losing the Rosé Book Club than anything, for real, for real.
Even though he's texting with another woman about, like, her pipes needing cleaning.
But, like, what if they're texting about the book?
Yeah.
What if they're not?
What if it's friendly?
Yeah.
It just feels like there's a lot of trauma bonding, and that leads to emotional affairs, and then that leads to physical affairs, and then
divorce.
But
it also leads to friendship, which leads to stronger humans. Like,
I wonder, do you think her spidey sense would be going off as much if they weren't spending time at the pool where he's got his shirt off and she's in a bikini? If they were just doing the rosé meeting, like, would the spidey sense
maybe.
Be as...
Maybe. That's probably an extra layer.
Maybe if
sure.
she came to the rosé meeting, she'd be less nervous, but I don't know. Let him go to a rosé night.
I don't hate her going to a rosé night, but I don't think she's invited.
Yeah. She's definitely invited. Yeah. Or well, that should be a deal breaker. If she's not invited, then definitely
well, she's
go.
At work. It's not rosé night. It's rosé afternoon. That's what you guys aren't understanding. She can't come.
Daytime rosé is friendly. That's platonic.
Yes. But it can...
Daytime rosé is rarely platonic.
Daytime, rosé after like 9 p.m., you got to worry about that. But like 5 p.m. rosé, nah.
Josh and I have had daytime rosé and only slept together once.
Right, like you're two dudes who aren't attracted to...
Well, I don't know about that.
MJ sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
MJ, rosé in your place.
Sounds
I'm coming over.
Like
Thank you, MJ. I love that dude.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I want to have rosé with that guy. Alex?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. What do you think Michelle should do here?
I think she should have a really, like, honest conversation with her husband, right? She doesn't need to accuse him of anything. She obviously doesn't think he's doing anything wrong, but if she's feeling uncomfortable, he should know that. And he can set up boundaries without completely ending the relationship with her.
But is she ever going to be comfortable with the relationship? If she says, these are my boundaries, and he, like, there's no boundaries that are good for them.
I think the boundary can be this.
No rosé.
You can hang out with her anytime you want, as long as there's at least one other person there.
Yeah.
It can never just be you two.
But the
never,
texting,
ever.
Too. The texting is a little...
It's not, though. You're just... You don't...
Yeah, I agree. The messaging is a bit much. I mean, start a group chat. You know, I'll go out to drinks together. Make it a friend, like a group friend.
God, I hate group chats.
Yeah, but then you're also making plans about, remember at the pool tomorrow? And then she's in the group chat like, I won't be there. I'll be at work. You know, like, now you're just...
Well, at least then it's in front of, like, it's clear that there is a boundary there and there's someone else involved and it's not, she's not getting the wrong idea.
Mm. All right. These are good tips. Thank you, Alex. Taylor.
Yay.
What do you think?
I think she absolutely needs to listen to her gut. And that's not to say her husband is doing anything wrong, but Taylor's all this time, one thing leads to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she needs to listen to her gut. I live a very similar life. My husband is the primary, child care facilitator. He does all the play dates and everything. He's on the mom chat. But he will, like, make sure that I am included, even if I'm not talking or engaging directly with the mom. He'll add me on group chats, even if they already have something planned or whatever it may be, to make sure I feel comfortable first before dealing with the feelings of the mom. So I think she needs to speak up for herself with her husband and ask him to just take some additional steps so she feels
Why are you shaking your head, Slacker?
Thank you, Taylor. It's what do you call it? Confirmation bias.
It sounds like supervision. It's like
you guys are... If you want to see cheating, you can make a case. But if you want to see friendship, it's just like, oh, rosé leads to... It's like, rosé also doesn't. Like, men talking to women leads to... But sometimes it doesn't. Like...
I feel like outside of the workplace, 90% of the time, one party or another has some sort of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't control this other chick's thoughts.
Then he shouldn't be texting her one-on-one. Also, all these callers make me real nervous about marriage.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.